Hey Tony, in reaction to the critical thinking skills article, I'd have to say that I really agree with everything, pretty much all the ideas. I personally think that scientists actually have a leg up in some respect to observing the world in an objective light, because some people, like ordinary people, I guess, just see the world. It just happens around them, and they just bear witness. But scientists actually look at the world. Like, that's a huge part of what it means to be a scientist, to look at the world and to think about it. Now, what kind of scientist only looks at half of the world and stops? Not a very good one, because obviously they're missing half their data, or what data they should have, as you know, their responsibility to have. Their opinions are off from the start, and thus their credibility is on the line because people are going to be expecting that they're going to know all this other stuff, and they're not even going to know. The most recent example that I can think of this, misuse of opinion would be when I was listening to the group recordings and I was reacting to them. I'm not going to say which group, but I did notice that in one of the groups that I listened to, someone had like a strong opinion against carbon dating, but the facts that they presented were off. They were not correct. So automatically, their credibility was shot. Like, I was like, well, you know, what kind of opinion do you have if you don't even know what you're talking about? So it takes a lot of responsibility to have an opinion. Anyway, critical thinking is a big part of the problem-solving method in physics because you look at your data, and knowing what you should know, or what you know already from, you know, being in class and, you know, being around physics, you should already start to be going over, like, how to solve it, like the steps, because that's like critical thinking. Like, for example, if I was given acceleration and mass, I would already be thinking, okay, I can use F equals ma to, you know, if I was asked for a force. And also, that is a big problem with critical thinking, too, or a big part of it, is actually knowing what the problem is. Because a lot of problems in life, including physics problems, even though they're already, you know, cut and dry, bone, you just got the meat of what you need, they can get a little bit lengthy. But if you know what you're being asked, then you can start to solve it. Like, you're usually given like a big problem, and you have to solve like little parts of it and put it all together. And you can use this in other areas of your life. For example, like if you had a problem, like you were some sort of administrator, and the children in Ohio have low reading scores. Well, obviously that's a big problem, and it's bad. But is that really what you need to solve? Is that really the problem that you're aiming to solve right away? No. First, you want to know, okay, well, why? Why do they have low reading scores? Well, maybe the reason is that all the teachers in Ohio are alcoholics, and they're not teaching their kids right. You know, they're not teaching the students. So obviously, you need to solve that first before you can, you know, get the reading scores up. So there's all these things that can, that you have to do first before you can just jump up. So it builds on each other. So you can use it in any other area of your life, and it's really important. It'll make you a really fast and really good, I guess would be the word, really efficient problem solver if you can just, you know, look at the problem, see what you got, see how to, you know, break it up into smaller parts, and it's a really good skill to have. It's really good.